Fasten your seatbelts and turn up your radio. We're going on a road trip. Music is an intrinsic part of our lives in North Central Wisconsin, where concerts and festivals are crucial to tourism and live performances are the lifeblood of local performers. But from canceling concerts to derailing the entire festival season, COVID-19 upended every corner of the industry. Musicians everywhere canceled appearances or waited in limbo for festivals to be rescheduled. Some shifted to virtual performances, while others worked to find new creative outlets to keep themselves sustained and afloat. Some used the time to experiment with new sounds, new ideas, and new collaborations that they're just now able to share as live audiences flock to concerts and festivals after more than a year of virtual silence. Welcome to Route 51. I'm Shireen Seawert. 15 months after the shutdown, live music is finally back in North Central Wisconsin. And musicians are emerging to find audiences eager to connect with them and their work. Now, there's no mistaking the pandemic took its toll on the entire industry, from the operation of record labels, venues, booking agencies, and more. But the price was especially steep for the musicians in our area who, after more than a year of restrictions, are finally back on stage. Three musicians have joined us today to share their thoughts with us and perform some of their work as they prepare to emerge on the live music scene once again. From Tomahawk, we welcome Susan Cronick, a guitarist, fiddler, and vocalist who performs with handpicked bluegrass, appearing from the WJFW studios in Rhinelander. Welcome to Route 51, Susan.
Oh, happy to be here.
Also joining us today is Brad Emanuel from Wausau, a guitarist, vocalist, and songwriter who performs solo and in groups throughout the region. Thanks for being here, Brad.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. We also welcome a familiar guest to Route 51, pianist, songwriter, and producer John Altenberg from Mosinee, who is joining us from Brad's studio in Wausau. John, thanks for being here and welcome back to Route 51.
Thank you, Shireen. It's good to be back.
It's good to see you. Your questions are welcome to join the conversation by calling us at 800-780-9742 or email us at route51@wpr.org. When calling, please allow enough time for our producer to answer your call. Susan, I'd like to start with you. How long have you been playing music and when did you start playing with the Handpicked Bluegrass Band?
Oh, Handpicked has been around since 2006, so it's been a little long journey with them. I started playing bluegrass in Madison back in the 70s. I used to play violin in school in orchestra, and the word had gone out that I had that background. So some folks hunted me down and said, "We need you for a play that we're going to tour around the state." So they got me out of the closet to play violin again. So they pretty much got me going. I played with them, their Liberty Prairie String Band, and then I played with the Just Friends Bluegrass Band out of Madison, and then ended up in Tomahawk.
Okay. John, you're connected in some way to, I mean, I feel like you're connected with dozens of musicians in our area. First of all, how did you and Brad connect?
Well, during my career, basically, I've had a long history, decades worth of putting myself in a position, musical situations where I have no business being in whatsoever. You know, the one of these things doesn't belong type of things. Mm-hmm. And Brad has allowed me to keep that tradition alive, for sure. So he brings me into these crazy things like Brad on the Sand, and I have no idea what I'm doing. And as far as Susan Cronick, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe we played a gig a few years back.
Similar
thing.
Jed
with
Pine,
the Tom Pence All-Stars at the,
yes.
At what's it called?
It was the Jack Pine
yep. Jamboree. And that was another one of those classic situations that I put myself into. I'm laying on the couch one afternoon, and I get a call from Tuck Pence. And he says, "Altenberg, where the hell are you?" And I go, "What are you talking about?" He says, "You were supposed to be here 2 hours ago." I go, "Where?" He said, "The Jack Pine. I told you this 6 months ago." You know, I don't doubt he said it, but we were probably in a bar watching him play, and it was just one of those flippant remarks. So I'll never forget. Luckily, I played a gig the night before. I get in my car. I go all the way over to Burnham Wood or wherever that is, and they put my stuff on stage. And I said, "Tuck, what are we playing?" He said, "If you would have been here 2 hours ago, you would know. Here we go." So all I remember him, I asked him, repeatedly. Just at least give me a clue. Tell me what key the song is in. And so I'll never forget, Tuck starts off the show, and he says, Mr. Altenberg wants me to tell out the key because he didn't make the rehearsal, right? So he starts off, this song's in the key of C, but it starts in B flat, but it might be in F. And that's how the whole show started. And away we go. I just hung on for dear life. So Tuck Pence, Brad Emanuel, Mitch Vigoot is another one of these guys where you just hang on and hang on and hang on. And there's, and I just fake it. Well, that's all I do. I just fake it.
Well, you fake it pretty well.
I've never played a bluegrass gig in my life except for with that gig with Susan and Tuck.
You just flew in. I mean, stuff was flying when you got there. Right.
That's a great story. Well, Brad, I know that you, I mean, you are all over the place. You perform live several times a week. I mean, that's what you do. You're all over north and central Wisconsin. So when suddenly there was no real way to do your job in the way you would normally do it, you know, going back a year ago, I mean, how did you manage? How did you react to that?
Well, you know, we're like the weekend before the lockdown. So the lockdown started, I think it was St. Patty's Day. It was March 17th. It was the official first day of lockdown. The weekend before that, I was supposed to play a gig up in the UP at the Ski Hill. And I did. I played the gig. But just on a hunch, I just had a feeling, you know, you watch the news and you have half a brain, that stuff was going to go down. So I brought my laptop to that gig and I streamed it just to YouTube to about four people. But I streamed it. I did it. But I had, so I had a 1 week head start on everybody else on what I needed to do and how I needed to do it. And then the following Friday, we had I got together with the bar I was supposed to play at that night, which was Aero Sports Club in Weston, and another couple of local bars downtown Wausau. And the three of us decided, hey, can you do a virtual show on YouTube? And we'll try to raise money for the bartenders, tip money. I said, great, good idea, let's do it. And I said, I'll put my tip handle, you know, Venmo and PayPal stuff up there too. And we'll just divide it equally between your bar, my bar, or those two bars and myself. So we did that, and it was really successful. We had, like, I think we had 150 viewers that first night. And so every Friday night from middle of March to Memorial Day weekend, we streamed. I streamed every Friday night. I eventually phased out the bars because I need to make a living. but, you know, and the bars were fine with that. So every Friday night for those 15, however many weeks it was, I was streaming, and I eventually added Facebook, and I eventually added Twitch to the stream because there's platforms out there. There's all kinds of apps and programs and stuff that allow you to do that kind of stuff. So I eventually added all these other platforms, and I ended up getting up to like 300 or 400 viewers every Friday night for those 10, 12, I think it was 12 weeks we actually did it. So I stopped on Memorial Day weekend that year of those. I still continued to stream, but those were like very, because that was when we were locked down. I mean, there was nothing to do. So those it was 400 eyes. I have a counter on my app that says how many. So it was 400 eyes that were watching, but really it was 400 families, or, you know, neighbors would come over if they were, you know, they were still in close contact with each other. So it was a decent amount of people, I figured, for a few of those weeks. And that kind of got me through. My fans were super generous on Venmo and PayPal, and that got me through that time. I'm so beyond grateful for it. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people would do that. They'd, you know, have kind of a family gathering or whatever, and you know, my husband and I would set up the laptop on the kitchen table and be watching the stream or playing Rummy at the table, because that's what we had to do during that time. So it was quite the pivot. John, I have to say, Route 51 listeners hear your music every week because you wrote and performed the theme song. I'd like you to tell me about that, because that was chosen back in 2004 when this show first began. So how did that go?
Well, first of all, Glenn Moberg, the original host, he called me up and says, John, I want to use one of your songs. And I said, great, because I've got this new show coming up. And that was wonderful. And then I found out what song it actually was. It was off my first album, back in the late 80s somewhere. And the album was a little bit short, so I had a drummer named Mark Mattioli and a bass player named Mark Farrell that happened to be in the studio. And I said, you guys, I need to fill this album. I need like 3 or 4 minutes. Let's just set up and do a little blues thing. And we just made it up on the spot, put it at the end of the album, and forgot about it. And it wasn't meant to be anything ever at all. And next thing I know, Gled picks of all songs that thing up, you know, and it's been, I've heard like 12 seconds of it for the next, you know, 15 years, however long it's been. So,
well, can you play it for us? I mean, most people only hear a few seconds of it, so we'd like to hear it.
We'll try it. Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Thank you. Now I know what the whole thing sounds like.
First time I've ever attempted to actually recreate that.
Well, thank you for doing it.
Yeah, so, I need a little more practice.
So, Susan, let's turn to you. When live performances were canceled, we talked to Brad about, you know, what he did, but how did you keep your creative energy in high gear? Was it hard to make yourself practice, or did you kind of lose yourself into it?
Yeah, it was hard to keep on track. I didn't need to, you know, I didn't need to have to worry about, you know, going out and how I was going to fund myself. So we were blessed that way. But, you know, it was a chance to learn some new material. But again, that's hard to practice with a band because you can't. So so we're kind of regrouping back and trying to pick up some of those new songs again. But yeah, it is hard to keep on track. Very much so. And I found myself slipping some because I just did not. I mean, out of the things to do, we were doing some remodeling projects at the house, which had been put off for umpteen years. So that was nice to get those done. But yeah, the music was on the quieter side at our house.
Well, why don't you share something with us now?
Oh, be happy to. This is a song called Ain't Going Down to the River, and it was written by Beth Husband and Mike Milan. And, you know, bluegrass songs, you know, oftentimes sound pretty happy. You know, they're really perky, but they're on the dark side. A lot of them are on the dark side. And this is one. They talk about infidelity and murder and lost love, but here's a song about a gal warning about a bad person that she met, a bad man. So, I ain't going down to the river with you like all those girls. There's a rumor around the town, and when they do, they don't come back no more. Tall handsome stranger whispers in my ear, saying every single thing I wanna hear. Well, I never met a fella quite so debonair. Girls before.
Susan Kronick, one of our three guests today on Route 51, sharing music from local artists who are emerging back into the world of live music. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Susan. Really appreciate it. But Brad, when you're now out and about, places are finally back opening up, what kind of music are people really eager to hear? What do they want?
Anything. I'm not even kidding. I mean, literally, you know, when John said he wings it, our connection. Is I wing it just as much. So lately at shows, it's been a whole lot of requests that are just out there, but it's like everybody's happy about it. You know what I mean? They're just a happy vibe to hear live music. So I'm like, okay, I'll play it. I'm looking it up on my phone and stumbling through it. So it's been pretty cool. They're just happy to be out and about and socializing and listening to music.
That sounds great. Let's hear a song from you before we take a break.
Okay, we're going to do speaking of out and about, we're going to do a song that I wrote a few years ago about the Hodag Country Music Fest, since that's coming up in about 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Is ready, the beer's packed, my arms all set for that wristband tan. Got the lawn chair stabilized, I got the lineup memorized, and my tickets in hand. Fill up the cup, head on up. Pretty soon, you and me, girl, will be hanging at the Hodag again. I can't wait to see all my campfire friends. From lawn chair lives to closing time, it's a 24/7 smile. Happy Hodag. Yeah. The camp's all set, looking pretty good to me. Got the radio pumping out a little Mr. Chesney. Got the beanbags flying, and got the brats a frying. Feels like home to me. Neighbor stops by just to say hi. Better get him a cold one, cause we're hanging at the Hodag again. I can't wait to see all my campfire friends. Lawn chair lights to closing time, it's 24/7 smile. Happy Hodag. Thursday's the market, and Friday's the pickoff. Saturday's Neil McCoy, you don't wanna miss that one. Billion and jello shots, new friends, some may tie some knots. Sunday night comes and goes, a year goes by, then you know. We're hanging at the Hodag again. I can't wait to see all my campfire friends. Lawn chair lights to closing time, it's 24/7 smile. Happy Hodag again. I can't wait to see all my campfire friends. The lunch and line to closing time, it's 24/7 smile. Happy Hodag.
Brad Emanuel, John Altenberg, and Susan Kronick are musical guests today, sharing their songs and thoughts about the challenges of the past. Are welcome. Join us by calling 800-780-9742. You can also email us at route51@wpr.org. When calling, please allow enough call. I'm Shereen C. This is Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Well,
We're back on Route 51. I'm Shereen Seewert. Brad Emanuel, Susan Cronick, and John Altenberg are our guests today, sharing their music with us as they begin to reemerge into the live music scene in north central Wisconsin. We'd like to hear your questions, too. Email us at route51@wpr.org or join us by phone. The number to call is 800-780-9742. So, John, one of the things I was surprised to learn about you, and I can't believe I didn't know this already, but you didn't start out as a pianist. You were a guitar player. So, I mean, you're so well known for the piano work you do. So how did that transition happen?
Oh, boy. I played in a polka band when I was in college. I was a guitar major in college, actually. And my roommate said to me, because we passed gigs around. And in those days, this was way back, you know, if I could get a gig for $50, I was really, really happy. And so my roommate said to me, John, I've got a gig for you this Saturday night. I need a replacement for myself. And I said, great. Do they want electric guitar or acoustic guitar? He says, neither. They want piano. I said, Kurt, there's only one problem with that. I don't play piano. He goes, you've got this. Don't worry about it. Do you know your major and minor chords? I said, sure. So I go down. I take the gig. I go down to Milwaukee someplace, and I'm with the Don Peachy Orchestra, who's still going to this day. He's in the International Polka Hall of Fame. And I showed up, and I get the first chart that he gives me, and I go, I know all those chords. And then he counts it out, a one, two, a one, two, three, four. And I maybe played three or four bars before I was lost, turned the volume off, and then smiled a lot. I did that for four straight hours. And at the end of the gig, you know, all I want is $5 for gas money to get home, because that was horrible. I was worthless. And at the end of the gig, he says, he waves me over and says, hey, good job. Can you do it next weekend? I said, yes, I can. And that's how it started. And so after about three or four gigs, I could get through the charts. And that's how I learned piano. And I've been stuck with it ever since.
That's a great story.
That's it. That's the true story.
We have a caller. Christopher is calling from New York. Christopher, welcome to Route 51.
Hi.
Do we have Chris?
Oh, I'm on live. How are you?
Wonderful. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. I just, I'm a huge fan of Brad's, and I just wanted to call to check in with everybody to see what that transition's been like, you know, coming out of course, the pandemic's not over, but getting to the place where things are opening up again. Has it been nice having, you know, I'm sure there's been so much of a learning curve with streaming, you know, this past year. Has it been difficult kind of breaking into bars while streaming, or has that been something that has been helpful with expanding audiences? Or is it something that, you know, that you're trying to move towards breaking out of now that, you know, everybody's looking to go to a bar and hear somebody live?
Brad, what are your thoughts?
Well, see, what I do is I've been doing both. So I can, whenever the bar has Wi-Fi, which is a question to begin with, who knows, you know, if it's going to be steady Wi-Fi or a good thing. If that's good, great.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I use my hotspot on my phone until I run out of data for that. So that can only last so long, too. But if those two things are possible, I'm streaming from my gig. I put a little laptop in front of me, and I put a camera on the crowd, usually if I can, and a camera on me. And then I stream to a place called volume.com, which is actually streaming this show right now. And then I stream there and then hope for the best. And usually it goes pretty good. It's kind of you got to be on your toes because you're looking at the crowd, and which is my priority is the crowd in the bar, for sure. That's my priority. But it's also fun to keep an eye on the computer screen down in the corner and just see what the conversation's about there and everything else. So I hope that continues. I like being able to reach a bigger audience than just who's in the bar. I kind of like that feeling of doing that. So hopefully I can continue to do that. And hopefully that there's a platform for live streaming platforms in the future.
Thanks for calling, Christopher. Appreciate that. John, you recorded a new album during the pandemic. And did you team up with other musicians on this? How did that come about?
Well, I actually did two of them. When the pandemic started, I went to the archives and I did a live album. I just went through because, you know, I had nothing better to do. And so I did a live album and I just kind of went through old concerts and things. And that was fun. But that didn't take too long. And so I thought, I want to do I'm really into jazz Latin type of music. And even though I don't play it live, I love to record it and listen to it. And I did one about 20 years ago that did very well. And so I thought, well, it's high time I do another one. You know, every 20 years or so, I'll do another Latin jazz album, right? So I brought in Ryan Korb on drums and Bruce Lammers on bass, and that was it. You know, Mitch Vigout came and made an appearance on one of the songs, but it was just me on basically an electric classical guitar and the three of us, and we just sat there and whipped out an album. It was fun, great fun.
The album is called Return to River Road, and we're going to play the first cut from that album. But before we do, I have to ask you, what's behind the name of the track? Track one is Esther Cromwell. Who is Esther Cromwell?
Okay, so actually, my good friend Dave Baer, his mother's name is Esther, and she was the delightful woman who's since passed. But when she, before she died, she wanted me to have her guitar. And otherwise, it was going into an auction, right? And my buddy Dave says, John, you know, you can have this guitar, but it's not much. It's really just kind of a starter guitar. There's nothing, you know, fancy about it at all. So I didn't give it a second thought. I go there the day before the auction, and I go, is that the guitar? I see it sitting in the corner. I pick it up. I tune it up, and I'm like, oh, my God, this thing plays beautifully. What is this thing? And it was called a Cromwell. And I had no idea what a Cromwell was, but back during the Depression, back in the 30s, Gibson still had to make guitars, but they didn't want to devalue the actual name of Gibson, but because they had to lower the price so much. So they made something called the Cromwell. And that's what this is that like a 1938 Gibson Cromwell guitar. And I did purchase it at the auction, something that I could have gotten for free. But anyway, Esther was the woman's name, Esther Baer. And so I just kind of combined the Esther Cromwell, and I actually, the rhythm, it's not the lead on this particular cut, but I actually used it to do the arpeggiating guitar that's on this track. So there's the story with that.
All right, we'll hear that track now.
All right.
That is John Altenberg, a cut called Esther Cromwell from his new album, Return to River Road. Very cool cut. Just love that sound. Just fantastic. Susan, have you performed live since the restrictions were lifted? Are you performing now, or have you not done that yet?
Yes. Oh, yes. We're in fact, we did some this past winter. We did a few things at Granite Peak, but it was a nice socially distant. I felt pretty safe in there, and they kept it safe. But we did our first bluegrass festival a couple weeks ago, Bluegrass by the Lakes. And I tell you, it was so fun because people running around with the biggest smiles plastered all over their faces and dancing. And it's just such a pleasant thing to see things get back to norm again. We have a number of festivals coming up this summer, and things are opening back up. And it's just great to see.
Fantastic. And that's like what Brad said, too, that, you know, just the excitement is there with audiences who are so thankful to be able to hear that live music again. Susan, I'd love to hear another song from you. What would you like to perform next?
Well, I'd like to do a song, one of my favorite songwriters, and I think he's been called the Northwoods Troubadour, our friend Tuck Pence. And this is one of my favorite songs that he has written, and a tune called Home. Bright lights of the city in the stop and stop. What a sight for a country girl never been away. Fancy cars and ladies were sad to see. Didn't take too long to know it wasn't the place to be. Cause I need pine trees growing, reaching for the sky, and I need rivers flowing, eagles on the fly. I need miles and miles of lakes and streams. No one calls around. That's what I call home. That's what I call home. Folks back there told me I should get away. Said there's money in the city for the girl who could sing and play. They write about the money for the church. Anyone with anything to give me peace of mind. Cause I need pine trees growing, reaching for the sky, and I need rivers flowing, eagles on the fly. I need miles and miles of lakes and streams. No one calls around. That's where I call home. That's what I call home. They all liked my music, and I guess I made it strong. But the money and the laughter couldn't make it worth my while. So when the nights are over, man, I'm still all alone in the middle of the city, almost 2 million strong. I need pine trees growing, reaching for the sky, and I need rivers flowing, eagles on the fly. I need miles and miles of lakes and streams. No one calls around. That's what I call home. That's what I call home. Ooh. Ooh.
That is Susan Chronic on Route 51 from the WJFW studios in Rhinelander. So, Brad, you do so much virtually. Are you able to interact with your virtual audiences pretty well when you're, or is that somewhat limited?
Yeah, it's definitely there's a talent to it. I don't know. I mean, not to boast, right? But there's definitely some you know, one brain's got to be doing one thing and the other brain's got to be doing the other. So while I'm playing the song, especially if I'm out at a live venue, while I'm playing the song, I'm worried about the actual song. And thankfully, I've been playing long enough where that's kind of second nature for the most part. Then you want to make sure you're interacting with the in-house crowd. And then it's kind of fun to see what's going on down there. And if I'm really comfortable with the song, I can start flipping camera angles and stuff mid-song and start commenting on the chats and everything. But it's definitely a 15-year-old kid who just started playing guitar, I would not recommend that they start live streaming at live gigs because there's too much going on.
A lot of balls in the air, for sure.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
All right, well, let's hear another song from you, Brad.
Okay. In the family, some sort of male-dominating gene. I bet your great-grandma gave it to your great-grandpa at the turn of the century. One of those things that gets better with time, like a bottle of sweet red wine. There's no doubt in my head what I mean, girl. It's easier to read than a stop sign. Every time you glance my way, you feel like a fish on the end of a hook. I'm not so sure about those games you play, but oh, you know I love it, baby, when you give me that love. Baby, give me that love. It feels like everyone around us disappears, and there's no one left but you and me. I pinch myself just to make sure I'm not in the middle of every man's dream. The strongest guy couldn't look away. Out of the factors around, you can dress it up however you want. People know where we belong. And every time you glance my way, feel like a fish on the end of a hook. I'm not too sure what those games you play, but oh, you know I love it, baby, when you give me that love. Baby, give me that love. Oh, you're right. Mine. Better moments you'll never find. Let's just call it a sign. Yeah. You can give me that love for the rest of my life. Like a fish on the end of a hook. I'm not so sure what those games you play, but oh, you know I love it, baby, when you give me that. Every time you glance my way, be like a fish on the end of a hook. I'm not so sure what those games you play, but oh, you know I love it, baby, when you give me that love. Baby, give me that love. Give me that, give me that, give me that look. Come on, my baby, give me that, give me that, give me that look. Yeah. I said, give me that, give me that, come on, give me that look. Baby, give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that look. Baby, give me that look.
John Altenburg, Brad Emanuel, and Susan Krunick are guests today on Route 51, sharing their music and thoughts with us as live performances begin once again throughout North Central Wisconsin. Your questions are welcome. Join us by calling 800-780-9742 or email us at route51@wpr.org. I'm Shereen Seward. This is Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio. We're back on Route 51. I'm Shereen Seward. Susan Cronick, Brad Emanuel, and John Altenberg are our guests today, sharing their music with us as the concert scene finally returns to North Central Wisconsin after a year of restrictions. We'd like to hear from you, too. Email us at route51@wpr.org, or you can join us by phone at 800-780-9742. Susan, what is it about bluegrass that really resonates with audiences? Why do you think they respond so well to that kind of music?
Well, it's mostly very upbeat music. And also, it takes on so many different forms. You know, it'll appeal to those that are strictly traditional bluegrass folks, progressive bluegrass, and it can take on a country form or a swing form. So I think it really can, you know, fit anybody's needs or wants, desires. I think that's why.
Well, I'd like to invite you to share another song with us, if you would, please.
Well, I'd be happy to. So I just talked about old country. This is one that Johnny Mercer wrote, and it's been recorded by Bing Crosby, Gene Autry, the Sons of the Pioneers. A tune called Old Cowhand. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, and my lips ain't cold, and my cheeks ain't tan. I'm a kind of a boy who never grows. That was Susan Cronick, a member of the Handpicked Bluegrass Band on Route 51. You know, we talk about the lure and draw of that kind of music, the bluegrass that really excites audiences. You know, John, you play in so many different genres. Do you have a favorite? What do your audiences really seem to react the best to?
Oh, boy. I don't know. Oh, probably... you know, when we're doing more of a blues gig, you know, that's when people are really, you know, going crazy. Not going crazy, but they're really into it and they're dancing and all that sort of thing at some blues festival. That's probably it. But, you know, I don't know. You know,
Brad seems to have a thought on this.
What he meant to say was all the shows he does with me.
Here we go.
Here we go, indeed. And, you know, Brad, you're a solo performer, but you collaborate with a lot of musicians, too. I really, really wonder how you stayed connected with everyone during the pandemic. Or was it really hard to do that?
It was tough. I mean, we tried the owner of Malarkey's and I tried to do some stuff. We tried to do an open mic virtually. And when the lockdown first happened, they didn't have, you know, all these platforms, Google Meet, Zoom, they didn't have the audio figured out, especially for professional musicians. they did not have it figured out at all, because why would they? You know, so it wasn't that easy to do. So we would still have, you know, we'd get together virtually just that way to talk, but it was hard to put a show on with people from across different areas. Now it's a piece of cake. Now you can do open mics, you can do, there's all kinds of programs out there to do stuff, collaborate. But yeah, it was tough for a while.
I would imagine so. Brad, I'd like you to share one more song. We have time for one more. Do you have one more you can play for us?
Sure, we're going to do one cover. Those last two originals, by the way, which you can find on all the platforms. We're going to do some Van Morrison for you. We think, as John says, oh boy, behind me.
Hanging on for dear life again.
We were born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Here the bonnie boat was won as we sailed into the mystic. Hark now, hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea, feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly as we sail into the mystic. When that foghorn blows, I'll be coming home. When that foghorn whistle blows, I want to hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I want to rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old. And the gala will flow into the mystic. Johnny's going to play over a verse now. When that foghorn blows, I'll be coming home. When that foghorn whistle blows, I wanna hear it, yeah. I don't have to fear it now. I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old. And the gala will flow into the mystic. Into the mystic.
That is Brad Emanuel and John Altenberg, two of our three musical guests today on Route 51. I want to thank you all for sharing your music with us and your thoughts about the difficulties of the last year. Just very, very briefly, Susan, what are you looking most forward to in the months ahead?
Oh, just getting out there and playing in front of a live audience again. You know, reconnecting with other musicians, picking in the parking lot, all the things that we haven't been able to do.
Yeah, that is all we have time for today. Thanks again, all three of you. Certainly appreciate you sharing your talents with us. I'm Shereen Seward on Route 51. I'd like to thank our guests once again, John Altenberg, Susan Cronick, and Brad Emanuel, who provided our special music today. Our producer is Joy Ratch-Kramer. Our executive producer is Rick Ryer. Rick is also our on-air producer today. Thanks to John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme. You can hear the archive of today's program at WPR.org/Route51. Next week, a look at broadband expansion efforts in Wisconsin. And in 2 weeks, a look at the most interesting summer festivals on the calendar this season. Until then, We're heading out of town.